Welcome back to That's What I'm Talking About. Today is Pod for God. I'm sighing a sigh of absolute happy. I am elated. I'm overwhelmed with joy right now because I'm finally coming down off of our marriage encounter engaged couple retreat. And it was, I always use the word experiential. And I can't say much about it because what happens at the retreat stays at the retreat. And it's just like I said, it was quite amazing. And I know with anything, like especially retreats, you just come away with so much and your perspective changes in different ways, and especially on a spiritual retreat. So Pod for God, I highly recommend you check out a local church that you go to and find out when the next spiritual retreat is. There's some really good ones with our Catholic faith. If you do a marriage enrichment or a marriage encounter or a marriage retrovia, I believe it's called, Rachel's Vineyard is, in case these are for post-abortion retreats, in case you may have had an abortion and there is a lot of healing there. This retreat's pretty, it's awesome. It's an amazing retreat called Rachel's Vineyard. Then you have the Ladies Women's Fellowship retreats. Then there's also something called ACTS, A-C-T-S retreat. And it's an acronym that stands for, they kept saying it all weekend. Anyway, you'll have to look that up. It just sounded amazing. In fact, just would love to go on a women's ACTS retreat. They have a men's ACTS retreat. And these are just special retreats, religious retreats, spiritual retreats that you can go on. And I'm exhausted. They really worked us out. So I hope you all had an amazing Pod for God day. We had our, I can tell you this, we were, our engagement was blessed. And our relationship was blessed today and after Mass. And it was amazing. Our friends that invited us were praying over us, as well as their family members that have become our friends. And that's so amazing. It was just lovely. So I hope you all had an amazing Pod for God. There is something that I wanted to share that I took a picture of while we were in the hall, and I thought, this is neat. It was Faith Formation, and it said, help each other to live and to grow in the Christian faith so as to be valiant, to be a valiant witness of the Lord. Be humble, but not fearful. Be simple, but not naive. Be thoughtful, but not complicated. Enter into dialogue with others, but be yourself. Pope Benedict the 16th, back in 5/18/2008. Pope Benedict, that's the, looks like the 16th. Yeah. So I love that. And that was under the Faith Formation. So I'm going to read it one more time. Help each other to live and to grow in the Christian faith so as to be valiant witness of the Lord. Be humble. Be not fearful. Be simple, but not naive. Be thoughtful, but not complicated. Enter into dialogue with others, but be yourselves. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Have a beautiful night. May God bless you.